Senate Bill 607 be brought before the board, before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Saline. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from Saline.
Madam President, I have a Senate substitute.
Send your Senate substitute forward. Has it been distributed?
It has been distributed. I ask for the reading, waiver of the reading and move for the adoption of the substitute.
Without objection, the reading of the Senate substitute will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain your Senate substitute?
Senate Bill 607, actually the only difference between the bill and the substitute is some technical language that MoDOT asked for in the regulation of outdoor advertising. This is my last effort to move a outdoor advertising bill. We have taken all the municipalities out of it. I think we satisfied the governor's with his, after his veto last year. We have one organization that's still opposed, and the only way they'd be satisfied if we eliminated all outdoor advertising signs. So be glad to answer any questions, Madam President.
A senator from Saline has moved for the adoption of Senate substitute to Senate Bill 607. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
For the eighth year in a row, to inquire the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, for the eighth year in a row, do you yield?
I am wonderfully glad to yield.
He is wonderfully glad to yield. Proceed.
Let's go through, because we passed this bill. You and I agreed to sit down last year. You dealt with my issues dealing with municipal governments. We passed a bill. Why did the governor veto that bill?
Well, He felt like you and I came to an agreement. Well, the folks involved in this came to an agreement on municipalities. The governor did not read it the same way that we all agreed it said, and so he vetoed the bill for that reason. And so we have taken the municipalities totally out of this. It is so totally subjected to local ordinance, and I think that we have removed, I think we've gotten to the point where we have answered all objections.
Let's go. I'm going through this educationally, and I am not holding up your bill, but
no, I understand.
You know, this is it. But the reason we need this bill is that if future construction happens on our interstates, this will be the process of how MoDOT deals with owners of billboards.
Right. Under federal law, the MoDOT is not allowed to move a billboard that is out of compliance. And what this does is create a class of conforming out of standard. And it only applies during the construction period, and it allows MoDOT to move a non-conforming sign. Now, for the most part, the non-conforming signs are non-conforming because of a subsequent passage of a statute, the initiative petition, that said that you had to go to 1,400-foot spacings versus 500-foot spacings. And so every sign that's out of compliance, MoDOT would have to condemn and pay for. This allows them to move those signs, which has reduced the cost by about 75%.
Okay, so if I understand this correctly, there is, if they are out of compliance, MoDOT has to pay to relocate them.
No, if they're out of compliance, MoDOT has to condemn them. They have to buy that plus the present value of future earnings. So you're buying. It's just like condemning a business. You have to buy that business, and with on outdoor advertising, you take the present value of future earnings. This just allows them to pay for moving the billboard.
But when we build highways, we also have to pay to relocate billboards.
Yes.
And why is it historically there is a federal law or a state law that says we are responsible once we eliminate an opportunity to generate revenues at a site due
right.
to an...
It's just like that billboard is a business. I mean, that's an earning, and just like you would have to pay to move a convenience store, or, you know, you condemn a convenience store, or you condemn highway for eminent domain on land.
What if the billboard is not out of compliance due to the fact of the spacing between billboards from 500 feet to 1,400 feet? Say it's a dilapidated old billboard that still has the supports of old telephone poles. Do we have to relocate those poorly assembled billboards that are pretty much dilapidated and not taken care of? And
more than likely, it would be cheaper to condemn those than it would be to move them.
To condemn them?
More than likely.
And we condemn
if you're talking
them,
about
but
one that's...
we have to pay for future possible revenues.
Well, if it's like you decide, that would be a very limited life of revenues. What it allows them to do is to go in and economically deal with billboards. And it's MoDOT's choice, and there has to be some place to move it to. You know, I mean, so...
What if there's no place to move it to?
Then they condemn them and pay for them.
And how is the payment amount determined?
It's determined the value of the sign plus future earnings. For the
how many years of future earnings?
Depends on the sign. If it's one like you described, then you'd be very short period. If it's one of these that has a single pole and metal, it probably, I don't know what the...
Who determines what is future earnings? I think some of these older billboards are going to make a little hay, make some money off this.
Well, I mean, this bill does not change that. It reduces the liability in MoDOT's what it does.
What is the cost without this bill to MoDOT? What is the cost to MoDOT with this legislation?
That obviously depends on which highway we're talking about. When we looked at I-70 back in 06, this one made a difference of from $60 to $120 million, depending on what path.
Wow. That's a lot of concrete.
Yeah.
A lot of concrete. All right, I'm going to inquire of my other highway person in the Missouri Senate. Madam President.
Senator from the 13th.
Inquire the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield for inquiry?
I wondered who the other highway person was. Yes, Madam
President. He yields. Proceed.
Well, I'm going to kind of pick your brain a little bit as a former commissioner. And you heard my inquiries to the senator from Saline.
I did.
As a former commissioner, do you have any idea or knowledge of the cost previously before this bill and the cost it'll be if we do not pass this bill? Because
nope.
$120 million is a lot of concrete.
Yeah, like the senator from Saline said, the issue becomes on, you'd have to pick a project, really, before you could do that. So if I-70 was on the radar screen in some manner being rebuilt, then you could affix that number that you're looking for to it. But this is really a tool that MoDOT would like to have available in their toolbox when they do a corridor expansion like 70. So since it's not, doesn't have a project-specific area to assess a dollar to, it's a little bit hard to put that number on.
Who determines that dollar amount of future revenues when they make that settlement for a dilapidated billboard?
I believe it comes somewhat of a negotiated issue. You know what I'm saying? So like the senator said, you know, if it's one that you described, it's old telephone poles, it's fallen down. I mean, I think that they work with that owner to understand that this thing doesn't have much life left in it. Next windstorm might take it over versus one that has just been erected and it's obviously has a lot longer life to it.
Out of curiosity, do tractor trailers count as billboards when we're compensating individuals for old billboards? Because when you drive along 70, there's some old tractor trailers that have billboards painted on the side of them.
You're talking about abandoned trailers that are static in some farm field with some kind of message on the side of them. No, those are non-compliance. No, not, no, we don't say that.
U.S.
Big boy.
What? One last question. The history of when MoDOT became liable for financing removal or relocation of billboards. When did billboards become a business entity, just like a gas station or a business that we eliminate?
Well, I don't know the exact question, but the answer to that question is, I'm sorry. I'm sure we could find out the answer for you, but it has to do with a lot of the outdoor advertising standards, and MoDOT's responsibility has to do with federal highways.
These standards come down through federal requirements?
Yes, sir.
And while you were on the commission, I believe, was MoDOT pushing this issue back then as well?
Yes. It's been on the radar screen for quite a while.
But MoDOT has been pursuing this to assist them in future endeavors?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Madam President, thank you.